So today we will try to begin to find a way how to take responsibility or accountability, the way we say. Never mind, I use these words. Like, we can be responsible, take responsibility on our life. That's a very important thing. I want to take responsibility on my life. Not on a certain action, and not on a certain task, on my life. How do you do that? So the first step to understand that is, to a very surprising way, responsibility on your life is, you are able to take responsibility only when you are knowing that there is more than one way of doing a thing. Then you can be responsible. When there is only one way of doing a thing, you are not responsible for your life decision. You are responsible for the task at hand. That's what we in general do. We'll be responsible for a certain task or for a certain thing. But when you want to be responsible on your life, you have to first work out that there is more than one way of approaching a certain challenge or whatever it is. And this is like alien to us. We think the ideal education, and this is, I think, a general thing, but by us it has a Haredi flavor. But the ideal education is when there is a clear, well-defined way from the beginning of the Bria till the end of the Trias HaMeitzim. That is a clear, well-defined way, and there's only one way, and you go down that road, and that's it. That's the ideal. And then you are not responsible. Then you can't be responsible. You can't be held responsible, because you never decided anything. So this is a whole sugi now, there's a whole sugi opening up here, but we'll go slowly over here. But there's the first thing you have to understand, there's more than one way. There's more than one thing in front of you. I once thought, don't know how that is in America, but it depends. I think America is pretty much becoming the same thing. But I know the Haredi chinuch over here. I don't know, but you were once in a hospital. And then when you have to send your blood sample to another place in the hospital, there's a way to do it, that you put it in such a round box. And then there's a vacuum tube, and you put that round box in the vacuum tube, and it goes to where it has to go, and there the vacuum sucks it there. Yeah? That's the way you are bringing over your blood test to another place. I think when you were once in a hospital, you saw that. I think when a Haredi boy is born, he's going into such a round box, and then there is a vacuum tube, and he's sucked through the system, you know? It's going to Gan, and then to Cheder, and then to Shivik Tane, and then to Shivik Doile, and then Shidach, and then a Keulel, and then a Sheilu Meshiv, Shivik Tane Seder Gimel, and then Sheilu Meshiv, Shivik Tane Seder Aleph, and then Magid Shir Seder Aleph, and in the end, Pek, Beis Almin, Chelkas Rabboni. That's it. And whenever the vacuum tube has a hole, you call that Noshrim. Because then the Chiduch doesn't do anything anymore, you know? It makes it, it doesn't come. Because there's a hole there. Yeah? And then, not trying to be mechanech, the guy is stuck, you know. But the ideal chinuch by us, that's something very amazing. The ideal chinuch by us is like a vacuum tube, which everything is there. And then, you can't be responsible. Not for your life, and even not for anything in your life, be'etzem. I don't know whether there is here someone which is a Rebbe in Kitachet, but when you are a Rebbe in Kitachet, you know that very well. Because when you are a Rebbe in Kitachet, then there are children which, okay, when you have children, your children are the biggest goyim for sure. Yeah, no question about that. But the neighbors, perhaps not, okay? Because IQ is just spread like a bell, a Gauss curve, you know, it makes sense like this, you know? There's not all of the humanity is on the upper 10% or 5%. There's a spread in that thing. And perhaps they have someone, not you, your neighbor or your neighbor's neighbor, has a son which is not so gifted, you know, not such a big good. Then he has to go in Shivik Tane. The the Yukrati Yeshiva Ketana is perhaps not so good for him, because it's better a place where there is more things which are daiga for him. But you can't do it. Why not? Because he has a sister, age 5, and she will not make a good shidduch when he is in the wrong yeshiva. So you are not only not responsible for the life for your son, you are flat out a rotzeach. Yeah? That's what you are. Because you see, there's only one way. There's only one way doing things, you know. There's no two ways there. And this is a disaster. You can't be responsible like that. And we have to bring back first, before everything, that will be the first thing for this week, before everything, we have to mentally accept that there is more than one possibility. Yeah? And this is very difficult, because we don't want that. You are not used to it. You are not used to think, you know, I could do that in two ways. But you see, Rabbi Yochum, when he was young, he wrote the Kabbalah. When he was young, he wrote the Kabbalah, and he said, in the beginning, it's in the beginning from Das Chochmah Musa Chelek Aleph, there it says, V'shafti v'ro'isi ke'ein ani b'rshus atzmi, ki'im b'yad acherim mamash. I'm not on my own. That means, you are not yourself, you can't be responsible. Yeah? I'm not on my own. I'm b'rshus acherim, and those are the keiches which are shoyled in me. V'loy dai b'ze, ki kam yitnu sheichat la'aseichel la'at oysu b'divreim ha'ma'akshim. These keuches, they will make that the seichel will also think the wrong way around. Asher ach legarish esorte min atoiv, zeu kol rechoinom. Lechein kibalti alai b'li neder, lelamed atzmi la'aseis es hadas la'moyshul b'kirbi. He wanted to have a das, a shikul hadas, and that's the way you're responsible, when there's a shikul hadas. He wants to have a das, and that what he wanted to work on. Ula yazrein yashem, ba'al ze kibalti, what is the kabole? I will do things against my rotzen. So what does that mean? He does things against his rotzen. What does it mean? So now people are really, they were fighting against me with that, but you have no choice. You have to learn it like this. What does it mean? He has a rotzen to move mukze. No, then he's not mekabel to do a thing against the rotz. He's mekabel to be mekayim the shulchan aruch. When the kabbalah is to do a thing against the rotz, that means this rotz is absolutely consistent with the shulchan aruch, with musar, with everything. It's 100% good rotz. There's no lack in the rotz. Otherwise, you are not mekabel to do a thing against the rotz. You are mekabel to be better, to do a thing according to musar. And not according to your taive. That's not against the rotzen. Do a thing against the rotzen. That means that you have a rotzen which is absolutely kodesh kodoshi. But Rabbi Yochum says that's nothing. I have to create mentally another one, something else, another rotzen. I have to see that there is another way to approach this thing, even though what I want is 100% kosher. Otherwise, makes no sense, this whole Kabbalah, yeah? The thing is 100% kosher, 100% good, but I could do it in another way. And this is like alien to us. We don't see that. And not only we don't see it, we afterwards call that bitoch, you know? Because we are going like head on and say, there's one way of doing it, and then even, not I am thinking it should be a different thing. Could be the Bor Olam screams at you and says, please! Change! There's another way! And then you see, Anisoyen, let's be mischazik in that way I decided 5 years ago. And then the Bor Olam screams again and says, no! Change! And then you are stronger with that. And you call that bitoch. And then you say, well, that's as the Ramban says it in Tchilas Parshas Lech Lecha, no? Avraham Avinu was going into Eretz Yisrael, and then there was a difficulty, Kufne, there was a Rav, and he went to Mitzrayim. Chet Godel Choto Avinu. Yeah, that he went to Aaron, he would have to have Bitochen and stay in Eretz Yisrael. That's right? Yeah? So first of all, the Ramban, the Pshat in the Ramban is that Avraham Avinu had a Nevuah. And that's why he had to stick to that. So I don't know whether I didn't get any Nevuah yet for any time, but Pazu once 2:30 in the night you had some malach coming to you in your dream and told you that you'll be a Rosh Hashiva. You had that? Perhaps. I didn't. So I don't know what will be with me. What I have to do, that Bilam didn't, was not Megali to me. Yeah? I don't know. But now that's clear. No. There's only one way. There's only one thing to do. And everything else is an historian, you know. But Avraham Avinu thought not like this. In a very not nice way to say, this thing is a machlekes between the Ramban and Avraham Avinu, no? Because Avraham Avinu also thought something. Yeah? He had a thought. He thought, perhaps I should stay. And they said, no, I decide to go down. And the Ramban says he made a mistake. So of course, that's the way you learn Torah. But you have to understand, Avraham Avinu thought something. Avraham Avinu was not stum going down. He thought something. And he definitely had the tzad that he should stay, but he decided to go. But by us, there are no two tzadim. There are no two tzadim. There's only one tzad, and you call that pitoch. And that's the way you are not responsible for your life. That's responsible for the task at hand. You see that? You are responsible for the task. You have a certain task which you put on you by the age of 17, and then you go for it through thick and thin, you call that, you know? That's what you go through it. You are not responsible for your life. You are responsible for the task. Perhaps you destroy your life. You can't know, yeah? But you're responsible for your task. Okay, I won't speak about that. This is not interesting for me. For me, it's interesting. I want to be responsible for my life. Yeah? I want to be a responsible person. So in order to be responsible for your life, you have to be able that you are creating more than one way. And we don't see that. Yeah? Okay? I saw that now when I was in Manchester. I saw it in a very nice way, and that was a big schwach for the Schwer. Now, I was there and I davened Shachris after I came by night, and the Chosen from this Chassid davened next to me, you know. So he davened next to me, so he davened slowly. He arrived really late, so he davened slowly. The Bichaz HaShachris was the day before the Chassanah, so slowly, Bichaz HaShachar. And I'm davening with the Tzibur, and he was behind a little bit, and then the Psuk Divizimri was more behind, and then we are already beginning the Krishna, and he was still in the Psuk Dezimre, and then we begin Shmona Esra, and he was still before the Krishna, and now you see how I daven, I see all these things, you know. So he was there, and he was standing in the front, and I saw now that this disaster is beginning to be, you know, because he is standing in the front, and you can't walk through, and you have to walk through. And I already see now, there will be for 20 minutes, will be there a traffic jam. You know, you can't just walk through because the guys are now davening for 20 minutes, for sure. You know? So they finish, and then by the Chazor HaShatz, beforehand a little bit, he began the Shmona Esra. He said Kedusha together with the Shvirach Tzibur. And when we were by Ashrei, he finished the Shmona Esra. That's pretty quickly. You know, because Chazor HaShatz is gone schnell. And you daven your Shmona Esra, and you finish by Ashrei, that's quick. So I went to the Shver and told him, you have a great son-in-law. Because by him, there is more than one way to daven. You know these people which are daven only slowly, and then you have like two sticks in the back of you. You can't make Eizah Shalom, and in the end they make like... that, you know them, I know them. You know, there's only one way of davening. And whenever the way doesn't manifest itself, you simply give up of davening. You have not two ways of davening. Do you have two ways? Do you have two adult concepts of davening in your head? I have a good, quick tefillah and a good, long tefillah. I can also daven 25 minutes, 30 minutes of Shmona Esra. But I also can daven 3 minutes, 4 minutes of Shmona Esra. Do you have that? No. I a lot of times daven with Yung Elayit, and I have absolutely no objections that Yung Elayit daven quickly. Because don't think ahead. The only objection is I have that the stinkt bis in Himmel. It is like the Sirachon comes up till heaven, you know, because they can't daven slow. You are ogefregt. Bis da gor nicht. Akelech dike ulu, ruft so das in Yiddish, yeah? Yeah? That's klumlo. You don't have two ways in front of you. Only one way. You didn't decide anything. You don't decide on your tefillah. You don't decide on your davening, on your learning. You don't decide on your ben odor chaveret. You don't decide anything throughout the day. You can't be responsible. Not shayach. Because responsibility or accountability is that you have a decision. And you have a decision and you are accountable for this decision. Yeah? It's not the task at hand which is told to you. That's not the responsibility. The responsibility is on your decision. You have to be responsible, yeah? And whenever there's no decision there, there's no you there. You are not there. So you can't be responsible. So behind that, there is another thing. And that other thing which is behind that, that will be the mafteya that we are able to be mekabel something, you know? Because you can't think about the second side when you are going quickly. That's nearly the same thing. He said, I am Bereshus HaRotz. So all of the people say, I don't know where that comes from, but all of the people say, Rotzen is Biloshen Ratz. I don't really know what that means, but for us it means, Rotzen means that there is no second side there, and then you go quickly. And all the world, the whole world, is going quickly. We are in one big rush. No thought process, nothing. We have no time, we don't contemplate, we don't stand still and think, what could be the two sides? It's all one rush. And you can run only when the end is clear, without doubt. Otherwise you can't run, you know? Once in a while you see that, when you go into a crossroad, you know? And the guy in front of you in the car is not knowing where to go. And then it makes you nervous, you know? Because, please, you have to go. But you can go only when it's clear where you have to go. But when it's not clear what is the way, you need time. And when you will make time, then you are able to see that there is more than one way. So we have no time altogether. And when you have no time and you are rats, you can't be accountable. It's a mefurish gemara. You know what the gemara is? It's a mefurish gemara. Erev Shabbos, when it is coming close to Shkia, you may run, and then you don't have to pay for the kelim you destroy. That means you are not accountable. Running and accountability is tarte desasa. Now you see it. The running and being accountable for the task, that's not tarte desasa. Adarabe. When there is a task and you run for it and it's clear where you have to go, the normal thing is that you run. But you yourself, whatever you do, your life, which includes the hezek and all the side things, you are not accountable for that. You can't be accountable when you run. And we run day and night. And we think this is the peak of the shleimus. That there is no other side there. There's only one way to do it. That is the spitz. No, that's not the spitz. That's a problem. It's a big problem. That we are not really able to be accountable for what we are doing. Yeah? So that is what we have to undertake this week. When you want to create accountability for our life. And this is a big sugya over here. This underneath that thing. This is a big sugya going on. Because it's a whole world. What does it mean that you are thinking that they are on these two sides? But in the beginning, we have to be mekabel that we take ourselves a time to think. Perhaps there's a second way of doing it. Yeah? In davening, that makes you more rich. You know, you are a broader person. You are richer with that. Because you see that there's another side. There's other things to do. There's other ways to do it. So we have to be mekabel that. Is it in davening? Is it in learning? In learning already, Rav Daniel Mofshovitz had a big taina that today learning business is very much one-sided. He said, when I learn a sugya in five different ways, you know. But today, so I don't tell you that you have to do that, but today, people are learning only one way. And it's like an extreme thing, this one way. When you learn in the yeshiva and you didn't learn in that same yeshiva, but not under the same magid shir, you already can't speak with the other guy, you know? It's only one way of learning. Or when you go to Brisk or whatever it is, then you go to Brisk and then you hear shir from Avraham Yeshua, Avraham Yeshua, Nur Yankel, or Nur Tos, or Nur Jens, or Nur Der. There's only one way of learning. There's only one way which is kosher. Only one way which is good. There's no two ways. Rabbi Daniel said, this is a poverty. This is dangerous. We'll see that next week. That's a dangerous path for our own personality, which we walk down. What we think is shleimus is a plain danger for our own personality. Yeah? Not because I want to have ipche mistaber. People think that I have a kick out of that, that they always want to have it different than it is. No. It is simply dangerous. It's dangerous because there is a loss in that way. We'll see that next time. But bentai, we see, you have to take your time and see there's perhaps another way of doing it. Mentally, I don't want you to do what Rabbi Ruchem says. That takes time. Rabbi Ruchem said, I will do a thing differently than I thought. This we are not holding there. No. That's too much. But L'chol HaPochus, think that it could be different. Yeah? The tefillah, it could be different. I could daven differently. And that takes time. Or Ben Odom L'chaveiroi. When you do a Ben Odom L'chaveiroi, when you sit home, you know. You sit home. For people who are married, you sit home and then you have to do something. You know, or you can bring a present. Or you can write a letter, or you can speak, and you walk out. Those are all different worlds. There are different ways in dealing. Ways in dealing. What do? Nay, it was a fire extinction, as I, yeah? You have to do something, and then you do something, and don't think even twice, yeah? You know? But you are not contemplating and see, I am a broad person, and I decided doing it in a certain way. I had a decision, and I am there. I am accountable. Because that's what accountability means. That you are accountable for choosing this and not choosing that. Yeah? I did a certain decision and there I am accountable for this decision. And we don't have any decision in our life. Yeah? This is be'etzem a very basic thing we have to work out. Yeah? So there are two things there. This is this itiyut, the slow thing. You have to be careful. Slow people go slow and they don't think twice, you know. You can run in a very slow motion. Which it doesn't mean slow, doesn't mean you have to go for your task in a slow. No, slow means that you are standing still and you are able to think in another way. Try it once to do. It's difficult. You will not see it. And people, bifrat in Kiyum Torah Mitzvos, they have a difficulty with that. So could be we only do it, and that was not the intention of Rabbi Ruchem. We only do it in mundane things, but I don't think that's the kavon of Rabbi Ruchem. Like I want to eat daisa and I eat the apple. I don't think that's what Rabbi Ruchem meant. Rabbi Ruchem meant that I'm not going according to the hergel in important things, yeah, not in non-important things, in important things, and that also the Mishnah Shoshori. The Mesidah Solomon says, our problem is that we are going according to the Hergel. Yeah? Hergel means that's a problem by itself. It's not you going according to your Taive, it doesn't say it. He says according to your Hergel. That means you don't think. You're not standing there and think, is it good, is it not good, is it right, is it wrong, is it perhaps another way, also Shayat. No, it's simply because you did it yesterday, you do it today. Or because you were told that's what you do. And you consider that's the spitz of the shleimus. People asked me yesterday in Hebrew, they asked me, but what it says that the tachlis of a avoid is that you should be a muchrach, yeah? Okay, what shall I do, yeah? But it doesn't mean that you are in the beginning not thinking. That's not being a muchrach, that's being an idiot, you know? The tachlis is not that you are brain amputated and then you don't think anything anymore and that's the tachlis. No. The tachlis is that your way of working is so ingrained in you that there it begins to be like a teva. Okay, that's a madrege. That's like a tachlis. Vakasha. That could be. What does that mean? I really don't know. Because there are always two ways in front of the person. Rabbi Yochanan said in the end of his days, two ways in front of me. But he's a muchach. But two ways in front of me, I don't know really, yeah? Now, the way this bidyuk was meant as a muchach when always there is a bchira going on. Was meant as bidyuk, we have to think. But in the beginning, for sure, that's not like this. You can't begin with that and say, I don't think anything, I simply do what I'm told because I'm a muchach to do what I'm told. Then you are in a big problem. You don't take any achrayas for anything, yeah? That's a very important thing. Huh? So this is the work we have to do. We have to work between us and ourselves that we should be able to have a second opinion on something. Only mentally bentayim, only thinking. But see the ashirus. Is it in benodem l'chaveiroi? Is it in benodem l'mokem? Is it also in mundane things? You know, that could also be. But to decide something that you decide on yourself, that's a very important thing. Next time we will see that this has ramifications for your own life in a very deep way, in a very basic way. That's what we'll see next week. But I think for this week that's enough, that we have to concentrate on that. Let's begin to think we can have a muskel sheni. There is more than one way. L'chol hapoch is mentally, the way Rabbi Yochum says. So I think that would be a good beginning of working on responsibility on you. It's a surprise to begin from here, because you think I have to be responsible for a task. This, think over. BMZ. Think over. When you think about responsibility, you all think I'm responsible because on a task, on something to do, I'm responsible. And you never think I'm responsible on me. But the basic responsibility is on yourself. But when it's responsible on you, it means on your decision. That means it's a decision going on, and there are two ways of doing it. Then I can be responsible on me. Responsible on a task. A lot of times there are no two ways of doing it, because that's what the task is about. It's only one way to do it. And then I crush. It's a crushed responsibility. Right? It's only a responsibility to be matzliach, not a responsibility on your life. It's a big difference. But that's what we want. Yeah? We want really to be responsible people. So that's what I think would be a very good thing. It's good for you, it's good for your children. Yeah? And you are the Kita Ches Rebbe was only a minor dogma, you know. When there are not two ways, you will do much more mistakes than only put your child in the wrong yeshiva ktana, you know. You'll make mistakes every single day. You'll see, there's anders, can there anders? Can be different. Yeah, okay? So I don't want you to think that I am an anarchist, that everything goes. No. That's why in the beginning I only want to do it mentally. I'm not the anarchist. I'm not bad that it's a hefker oilom. I'm not. Yeah? Yeah, perhaps you think I'm bad. So who is first in this vat? I think I always sit first here. So I say I'm not a hefker mensch. You know, I try to come in time and I try to do it half an hour and that's it, you know. I'm not trying to do it. I'm very bad. I'm a very squared person. Very. It's a very squared, you know. I'm a bad Heskel. That's not the point. But there are two ways in your mind. It could be different. You could do it differently. And the Holocaust is in your mind. You should do that. Okay? So that's the first step. Next week we'll see that it's much more included in that than what you do that. Okay? Atkal.